As you know, the Strabane Drama Festival celebrated their 40th anniversary last year, but due to circumstances around the Alley Theatre being closed due to a leak, their event wasn't able to go ahead, so they weren't able to draw down funds. So this year in their application, unfortunately, they didn't receive any money. They did meet the threshold, but by the time the money was allocated, they didn't succeed. So under those exceptional circumstances, we were trying to find a way forward where the Strabane Drama Festival could occur on 2027. So that's why I brought the proposal to the Business and Culture Committee meeting yesterday. And also around the bid for the Town of Culture. So it's very important that we have arts and culture events take place in Strabane. So it was basically around that theme. So at the minute, from that, council officers are going to go away and look at ways where arts and culture within the Strabane town and the wider district can be supported going forward.
And that news about the Drama Festival did cause a lot of disappointment from within the organising committee. What was your reaction when the news broke that they were unsuccessful?
Yeah, I was very disappointed to hear that news. The Strabane Drama Festival is a very popular event. It runs for an entire week and it attracts acts throughout Ireland, so it's a very important event for the people of Strabane and the wider area, and it is well received every year when it runs. So there was great disappointment, not only from the committee of the Strabane Drama Festival, but those that attend and also the acts that participate in it. So it was sad to see that happen. So we and Sinn Féin had a number of conversations with the event organisers, and from that we did say that we would try and explore ways and means where we could see if we could get some funding. So council officers are going to go away and look at that now and see if possibly the money that they would have received last year can be made available this year, and also for the wider arts and cultures in Strabane and district, that something mechanism can be put in place that can support that going forward. The Strabane Drama Festival and some events, the funding models may not just be appropriate for them, and then they may not score high in the criteria. So we're looking to see if there's some other mechanism that can be found that can support those type of groups and acts.
Yeah, because they went under the headliner stream, I believe. Was that just something for larger events that they just didn't quite make the cut for? I know they met the threshold, but then evaluating after that?
Yeah, the funding model has kind of changed this year. There is a headline events funding that's broken into two categories, up to 10,000 and up to 30,000, and they applied into the 10,000 fund. And also this year, to make things a bit fairer, there's a consensual grant-making fund, which is a fund that is distributed to the local growth partnerships in the different areas. So Strabane had a fund which you could apply to that, and each organisation would have been allocated money, but there wouldn't have been a sufficient funds in the consensual grant model to support the Drama Festival. They would have needed more substantial funds. So the headliner fund would have been very competitive, and maybe some of the criteria that it was applied to, it wouldn't just have been suitable for the Strabane Festival. They may not have met some of the criteria, and that's why maybe they fell down slightly on the scoring metrics. So it's really to find a mechanism that we can support those types of groups going forward and to make them sustainable in the long term.